Some of the topics in this episode are graphic in nature and may be disturbing to some listeners, especially children. Listener discretion is advised.
New York Post article entitled "Inside LA's Brazen Sex Market, Where Women Sell Themselves in Broad Daylight, Emboldened by California's New Laws." Welcome to the Marisol Nichols podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Marisol Nichols. Now, you may know me as an actress from film and television. What you may not know is that I have been working in the anti-trafficking movement for over a decade. I've been honored to work alongside law enforcement as an undercover operative, both in the U.S. and abroad, to help put bad guys in jail and help rescue some women and children. I created my foundation for a slavery-free world and this podcast to help prevent you or your loved ones from ever falling prey to these predators. Thank you, and welcome to the Marisol Nichols podcast. From time to time, there are certain current events going on that I want to comment on and think that they warrant an episode all in themselves. So today's episode is about what's happening in Los Angeles. There was an article in the New York Post, and the title is "Inside LA's Brazen Sex Market, Where Women Sell Themselves in Broad Daylight, Emboldened by California's New Laws." Governor Gavin Newsom passed the Safer Streets for All Act, which essentially decriminalized, meaning something that was criminal is no longer criminal, the act of loitering with the intent to work as a prostitute. And so I reached out to Lieutenant Mark Evans. You may know Lieutenant Mark Evans if you've watched my podcast before. He's been on a couple times. I asked Lieutenant Mark, what can you do? And he said, we can't do anything unless we actually catch them in the act. He says, you know, there'll be cars like cruising around, just looking these women up and down and girls up and down. And let's be honest, teenagers and trafficking victims up and down shopping, and they can't do anything about it. So in the past, if Lieutenant Evans was on the street and he saw a girl that looked underage, you know, 15, 14, whatever, dressed and half naked, he could go up to them. Any cop could go up and approach. How old are you? What are you doing here? They could ask questions. You know, teens that have been taken in traffic from one state to another are now being taken to California because it's super safe for them to come and be trafficked there by their traffickers because the police can't question them. There's no cause for them to come and question them. That's just abhorrent. There's an organization in LA that I've met a couple times. They're called Journey Out. They said that often young women don't even realize that they are being trafficked because of the psychological and physical hold that pimps have on them. So I don't know if you remember how not aware and pretty dumb you were when you were 14, 15 years old. You're not very strong. You're not very aware of the world yet. And if you're being threatened with physical harm, or your family is being threatened with physical harm, or you've already been harmed, been raped, and told it's going to happen again unless you get your ass on the street and make some money for me tonight, it's very traumatic to anybody, let alone a young girl. And that is happening all over the United States, but now it's happening in a huge way right in California because the traffickers and pimps are bringing them there because it's a perfectly safe haven for them. This is horrific. California used to be this amazing, amazing state. I mean, I would drive up the coast from LA and just go, this place is like heaven on earth. There's no other weather like it than Southern California. It's just absolutely stunning. And Northern California, I swear, rivals some of the most beautiful landscapes in the entire world. It was a state that was filled with arts and artists and entertainers and dreamers and rebels looking for a way to make their dream come true. And I have watched this friggin' state over the last 3-4 years just deteriorate. I invite you, I want to hear what you have to say in the comments about this law. Like, why California? Hi, California legislators, I am speaking to you. Do you not have enough problems to solve that this is what you fight for? Last I checked, we were in debt, a lot of debt. What about the homelessness problem? The fact that drug addiction and homelessness have like what, tripled, quadrupled in the last several years? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt because I was like, I don't understand how this even came about. So apparently it came about out of San Francisco and someone said, cops are being discriminatory and they're discriminating against trans people when trans people are on corners. Now, I could be wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. You know, my YouTube, I leave the comments open for you to send me data if I'm wrong. I'm happy to learn. You know, this is me doing research and learning, and I'm okay with that, right? This is my opinion. But they were saying that cops were wrong targeting trans people and being discriminatory. I could see that. I could totally see that. Discrimination is discrimination. I get that. I really do. And that's not okay. And I'm not saying in any world is that okay. But what I am saying is this was your solution to that problem? It makes no sense. If I give you the benefit of the doubt that this was a well-meaning bill sent to combat discrimination, okay, but look at what came from it. And here's what I'm asking. And again, I'm not a lobbyist. I don't work for a lobbyist, none of that. I'm just a concerned citizen. What are you doing to California? It's okay to admit you made a mistake. It's okay to go, wow, you know what? We didn't intend for this to happen as a result of passing this bill, but we see it did. So now we need to walk it backward and repeal it. People make mistakes. Please learn from those mistakes and do something about this. So the Safer Streets for All Act, it was a law that criminalized loitering, which is basically hanging around with the intent to commit prostitution. And it gave law enforcement a tool to go and talk to them. With this law that has now been repealed, what it's done is it's tied law enforcement's hands. It's literally handcuffed them where they can't actually look or do anything yet about trafficking victims. So what do I mean, right? Most of my podcasts, if you've watched it, it's about trafficking. It's about children falling into the hands of predators. And it's about the rights of those children and keeping children safe, period. That's what I care about. So right now, what's happening is you're getting 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds ran away, trafficked, and they're being brought from, let's say, Detroit to LA because the pimp knows they won't get in any trouble in Los Angeles. In the past, law enforcement could go and talk to a girl who was young looking, walking the street. Hey, are you in trouble? Do you need anything? Are you okay? They could do something about it. They could help. Now, with this law, they are literally not allowed to approach them. And even in the article, Commander John Pinto, who's assistant commander of the LAPD, told the Post that about 95% of the women who are in this new red light district have pimps and are closely tied to street gangs. Why, if they're all there voluntarily, do they need to have pimps and street gangs running them? This is trafficking. And it's created a situation that's making things worse. This is what I'm talking about. California is a haven for human trafficking. Part of this article in the New York Post, and it's quoted from Commander Pinto. And he says, and I quote, "What we are doing is addressing the human trafficking at the Figueroa corridor. There is a fear factor or coercion. And in the end, that pimp takes all of the money and she doesn't get any money back. It's been an ongoing problem for years, but the corridor has become an area where there's been an uptick now in trafficking victims." It goes on to say, Pinto said officers on Thursday rescued a 14-year-old who was being trafficked by a pimp at that street corridor on Figueroa. This is an issue. And the worst thing that it does is it stops law enforcement from approaching what they may see with their expertise as a victim and walking up human being to human being and saying, do you need help? They can't do that anymore. And I know some people are going to say, oh, well, no, if they see that the girl is underage, they're allowed to like interfere. Well, I don't know the last time that you looked at a street corner, but they dress those girls up and they put them in high heels, in tiny little skirts, and throw a ton of makeup on them. To the average person, it's fairly obvious, but you don't know. And if that person just happens to be over 18, well, then guess what? Then they're breaking the law by even asking them. We need to do better. California is in the top 10 places for human trafficking. California, we need to do better. And this law, no pun intended, is literally handcuffing law enforcement. These laws are not helping. Law enforcement is not perfect. Lord knows, right? This isn't about discrimination or about bad cops or good cops or sex workers or prostitutes. The bottom line is we're creating an environment in which young girls, children, teens, and vulnerable women are in a situation where they cannot get help because we're tying the people's hands that are supposed to be in charge of that. And we're passing laws that make it perfectly okay for that to happen at the expense of vulnerable women and children. And vulnerable trans kids and vulnerable lesbian, gay, bi kids who also very, very often end up being trafficked. We need to do better. We need a better solution. Please let me know what you think in the comments. Thank you. And thanks for watching the Marisol Nichols podcast. If you like what you're watching, please don't forget to hit the subscribe button below, and I'll see you next time. Please join us in this fight. Go to slaveryfreeworld.org and donate. Every amount helps. I truly appreciate your support. Thank you for listening to the Marisol Nichols podcast, and please do not forget to click like and subscribe. And a big shout out to WD Han for our theme song, Something's Gotta Change. See you next time.